This is N2NOV, and I'm in control on Staten Island in New York City. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net. That's heard on the N2ROW link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in all the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. These are all the frequencies that are outside of the amateur radio band. And we can talk about amateur radio at other times during the week, but this is to provide an opportunity for those who are interested in the other frequencies. On this end, we'll talk about who you can hear on these different frequencies, what equipment you would need to pick up the signal, except for the paging signals that you just heard, and where you could find more information, especially on the internet. Basic information, one, all of the repeaters for this link system can be found at www.n2row.net. Please take the frequency as close to where you are. Please also remember that the two frequencies, 145.230 and 441.100, are optimized for handheld radios, as there are several remote receivers scattered throughout the tri-state area. So if you're using a base station, please use one of the other frequencies. Because this is a linked repeater system, when you key up, please pause for a second before you begin to speak. Otherwise, the beginning part of your transmission will get cut off as all the other repeaters are falling into place. When you're checking in on the app, please give your call sign, name, and location, and indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you want to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, you say the words, no traffic, this way we know to move on to the next person. Is a reflection of the traffic that is brought to the net. So the less traffic, the less we have to talk about. If you can't get into the repeaters for whatever reason, please use our email address, which is nycxa@yahoo.com. Also, if you'd like to be put on our mailing list, please use that same email address and indicate that you want to be put on the list. At this point, we'll stand by for check-in. Please space it out. People are not stepping on each other, and we can get everybody checked in. This is N2NOV.
Relay Trust 22, Bob at Elmwood Park. No traffic at the moment, and it's going to take me about 10 minutes, Charlie, to get the internet and check the email. So I'll get back to you in just a little bit.
K2GLW, Gordon in Manhattan, no traffic. As an aside, I ran something into my hand at a fire last night. I'm on antibiotics, tetanus shots. I'm going to be, as soon as I get the dog home, I'm going to crash. So I will be listening as long as I can.
Make sure of it. I want wonder if you know anything about the radio reference announcement courtesy of Uniden that they were going to be introducing a revolutionary new scanner product at Dayton, or not at Dayton, at their headquarters in Texas. I think Radio Reference made a mistake and said it was April 26th, and of course it's June 26th. Do you have any information for us, Charlie? Inquiring minds want to know.
Like, I wish Paul Opitz would let me in on some of these details. Now he's even hiding it from me. We're all going to have to wait until June 26th.
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah, I know it is a disappointment, Don, but unfortunately for, I guess, business reasons, we want to make sure that things are locked down until they're ready. So now we're just going to have to wait. I mean, I'll try to see what I can pry out of them, but I don't think I'm going to have much luck.
I think they should fly you down there.
Well, it is a kind of thing. I think they're lucky to fly their own people around.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, hey, you got your finger on the pulse. They got to take care of you. You even have a scanner now, for Pete's sake. All right, well, anyway, figured it couldn't hurt to ask. You're always in the know, so figured if anybody's going to know, it's you. So I figured I'd ask. So, mission accomplished, I guess. I'll be right out of here.
As I lurch along here on Fifth Avenue, we have a family event. A cousin has graduated from medical school, and there's a party for her Saturday down in Columbia, Maryland. We're going to be taking the Estella down, the milk train back from New York down to the Amtrak station at Baltimore Washington Airport, and I will bring my Bearcat scanner with. I've got a whole group devoted just to rail and everything, and if I hear anything interesting or unusual, I will report next week.
One thing you should hear, of course, is the automated announcements. I don't know if you've ever heard them before, but there are automated announcements at different mile markers along the track announcing the temperature and the condition of the train as it's seen from underneath by cameras.
Any idea what frequency that's on?
They're on the same frequencies as the engineers and the conductors on the train, because those are the guys that have to hear them.
I know there's a lot of automated traffic that passes back and forth between the caboose and the engine on a freight train. I wasn't aware that there was automated systems on passenger trains.
Yeah, you'll catch them every once in a while. There's cameras that look at the underneath of the train, and they also have temperature sensors and so forth, and they'll report back on the regular rail frequencies what they see as the train goes by that particular marker. I don't know the ones in the direction you're going. I've only gone the other way up to New England, and they have different names for the mile markers, and they'll report. So keep your ears open.
I would have to go back tomorrow or Friday and just review the frequencies I have on my scanner. I spend 95% of the time that I'm on the scanner, I just have it set to do fire department. And I have my ham HT programs to do fire department frequencies. That's mostly what I listen to. But we got 3 long hours each way on the train, and it will give me some diversion.
Absolutely. Well, I just thought I'd pass that along. I didn't mean to take it away from net control, but in case you've never experienced it, it's kind of neat to hear one or two of them.
I appreciate that. I'm a train buff from way back. Grew up in Chicago, and, you know, the center of the nation's railroads, and grew up going around train yards and riding trains and all that.
Yes. Well, that's it's a lot of fun. WA2IWC, back to that. Exactly where to go and for what part of the trip, et cetera, et cetera. That's really awesome.
Yeah, I've never talked to the guys that actually put this together, but I would think that this was because of, like you said, they were constantly riding the rails and discovered where the switchovers were. But when you think about it, today, when we have a scanner that has a post-hole feature in it, that it really doesn't matter when you think about it. You put a stubby antenna, so you're just picking up the frequencies on the train itself, and just having a constant close call. And then you'll always see where it changes frequency.
Yes, that's true. But it's a little more difficult with the rails because they don't make a lot of transmissions. And also that area of frequencies, a lot of the radios, the HTs and the scanners, I've noticed this having gone that route more often than I could ever imagine, seem to be much, much more susceptible to intermod in that area than you would believe, and some of it quite strong, and it's not as easy as it seems to catch them all the time. It took me a long time to find that switchover frequency in New Haven. It wasn't easy to catch all the time. And sometimes you wouldn't know if you had it because you'd hear Metro North traffic on it, and then you'd say, well, did I catch an Amtrak frequency or a Metro North frequency? And in reality, they probably shared it, but you don't necessarily know that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that is what they do. They share it between New Haven and New Rochelle. And then they switch off to their own frequency when they hit New Rochelle and come down into Manhattan and towards the Sunnyside Yard. Yeah, you're right about the intermod. I found a lot of that going on in VHF bands between, you know, what leads across from aircraft traffic and amateur radio traffic. You know, you hit the IF and double it and add it to the frequency and you wind up, you know, pulling out somewhere in the middle of the railroad band. One way that I have as a trick is to not use the VHF antenna that comes with the scanner, you know, even though it is a VHF band. I have one of these UHF, you know, little stubby things about an inch or two high. And if I just want to pick up things that are close by to me and not be as sensitive to everything, I'll throw that on the scanner. And it cuts down a little bit of the intermod problem as well.
Yeah, those stuff come with the scouts. They're great for that.
Yeah, so I'm purposely using a non-resonant antenna. I mean, for receive, it'll cut down some of the pickup, but it's not going to damage the radio. You know, it's not like you're transmitting with it. So sometimes you just got to try little tricks like that. Even in a high RF environment, one trick that I've read about, and I haven't done myself, but it makes a lot of sense. If you remember the old coax version of the Ethernet, where we had the 75 ohm shorting plug, basically it's a resistor, with the BNC connector. I've got a handful of those for when I do that kind of wiring. I just might carry one of those with me next time I find myself in that situation and just throw that onto the scanner and set up an antenna. This way you're forced only to listen to really decent signals right around you, and it'll attenuate everything else.
Yeah, you can still get those today at the Radio Shack. Of course, you buy them for terminators for cable connections, and that's a very good idea.
And though I would think that the cable terminators would have an F59 type of screw on connector, so you'd have to make an adapter for whatever you're standing to.
that's true. You're right. I forgot about that, but you're right. Although they used to have the BMC ones too, but I don't know that they still have that. Nobody uses coaxial Ethernet anymore. Oh boy, I remember wiring that stuff up years ago. Oh well. Yikes. Novell 2.15C is what I started out with. Good God, I don't want to go back there. Oh well, I'll send it back to you, Charlie, and guess you could toss it to Bob. He always has interesting traffic. WHYWC back to them.
Novell's on? Oh boy, you bring back painful memories. Between that and Windows NT version 3 and 3.5, whenever that coax Ethernet system would crash, it would take down the server. Hope he goes out of bed, even somewhere along the line, because somebody disconnected the wire or kicked it with their feet under the desk or something stupid like that. I'm glad we came out with the twisted pair of stuff. Alright, let's see. Yeah, Bob, you are the next one. N1MLZ, N1LB.
Can I grab it? That's WHRFQ.
Well, I'll let the two Bobs battle it out.
I got a phone call that's coming up here that I can't avoid in about 5 minutes. That's why I'm kind of listening. The only email that came in were comments on that Omaha sighting. I just want to acknowledge those. In fact, I've heard them more than once, so it seems to be somewhat active this week. I'm going to just drop one second. A little later in the evening, I'll send you an email, Charlie, with a link. And if you want to forward that out to the list, the tower is up, the antennas are up, although I'm not using it at the moment. The tri-band beam is connected, but I still have some wiring to do. Everything went up without a hitch. My back's a little bit sore, but it looks great. Everything looks good, so maybe during the week I'll see if I can work on Simplex now with the diamonds up. That's about 65 feet up anyway. But everything went off without a hitch. So I'll send you a link to the photos. Alright, good. Yeah, I'll send it out to everybody. And he had a great day for it. Weather was perfect.
Everything went off without a hitch. It was a little rough standing it up, but one or two more people would have made it easier, but we got it. No problem at all. And had people down on the bottom taking pictures, and I was up above taking pictures, and it worked out real good. So that's about it. I just got down off the tower a little while ago, just temporarily hooking the cables up. I got to get the rotor wired up and so on. Works good. I'll be back in a little bit. I'm listening, but I got to make a phone call here for the office. So I just wanted to jump in and apologize for jumping out of turn to WHYWC.
Well, just about to jump off the tower. Alright, NYMLZ, N1LB.
Sorry, how am I making? Am I making the machine up there? I'm on the 147.150. Okay, give it a try. A lot of millimeters.
Boy, he always used to be DFQ. He always had a lot better signal than you, Charlie. I don't know what's gone on. But something's died.
He moved to Staten Island, and I moved to Connecticut. I don't know. Bob, drop down. Try and get him.
Wonder if he could make the Manhattan machine.
going on. Blue 4, I would think would have to be one of the simplex frequencies, one of the tags. I haven't heard that term before. Normal mode, I would have to say would be analog rather than some type of encryption. I'll float the question around to see if I'm able to get some answers on that one. It sounds like they're just calling certain frequencies something. Now, you've only heard it when the harbor patrol comes on, nobody else?
Yeah, correct. Only the harbor units, only harbor, harbor trolleys to another harbor unit or whatever. And I'm wondering if it's one of the VHF digital frequencies. I don't know. I'm just wondering if maybe that's it. But it's always a Blue 4. I've always heard it say Blue 4. I've done several times I heard this, so. And it always says, it's always Blue 4. I'm wondering if it's one of the digital VHF channels.
Marine band frequencies. Alright, let me see what I can find out. That's a new one. You know, of course, there are the guys who are part of the PD who already know this. You know, it'd be nice if somebody dropped me an anonymous note.
Charlie, I was thinking that Bob could come in on 449.025 123.0. I thought maybe he might get into that machine. I think that's Manhattan.
Take one of my scanners and just fill it with just worry about switching off to something else or something else at the mirroring. Is that what you have up there? You've got one scanner just set aside for military aircraft stuff?
Condition in the box. The 137 is brand new in the box. They put some chicken down on it.
The 2051 is a screen attack, but it's awesome being brand new. Everybody's interested in them. It's recently my email address, michael312le@312le.net. That's about it. I know it's been a while, but I'm short on information. That's it, @312le.
Okay, the 106. MLZ, do you know anything about that that unit? What difference it might make?
Did Phil say he had a Pro 106? I didn't catch that.
No, it was a 95, a 137, and a 2051. I was looking for the frequencies for Air National Guard 106.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, MLZ guard.
Yeah, 287.5. 287.5, that's the operation. The rescue op. Rescue op. 287.5.
Alright, Bob, thanks for that. That's 287.5 for National Guard 106. Thanks, I'll add that to the list. I'm actually hoping to make it down to the show this year. Normally I would just catch the freebies when they were doing the practice runs, but since Patterson is doing his thing, they're going to pay charging for him. I'll be going to the full show and grab an extra radio and do a post-call hit. Thanks again, Bob, and thanks again, Charlie. It'll be well, you got that.
WOR's radio station tore its towers down.